All right, we're talking Archibald. Have you seen, have you been up to Sydney, the Archibald exhibition, which does go on tour, doesn't it, afterwards? It's currently showing the Art Gallery of New South Wales in Sydney. And have you noticed that often artists like to do portraits of other artists? Have you noticed this? We see it quite a bit. And today, this year, the Archibald features two local artists who were selected as finalists in their own ways. Professor Diana Wood Conroy, a local textiles artist who has been doing this for decades and has been making amazing tapestries, mosaics for 60 years now. She is the subject of the painting Diana Through Threads by another local artist, Madeline Kelly. Diana and Madeline are both here today. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Diana. Hello there, Madeline. Diana Through Threads. Pretty much does what it says on the box, doesn't it? It is a picture of Diana through beaded curtain, through threads. Is that how I should best describe it?
That's true, yes. Madeline came to paint me in my studio and she decided to paint me through my big loom with warp threads hanging around. So that's the loom.
I've seen some big looms in my time, believe me. Down at Port Kembla, there's a friend of my wife's who does beautiful medieval. She does medieval
really?
Costuming, yeah, and she has an amazing loom. You need to have a room for a loom, don't you?
You do. You do.
Diana has a magnificent loom, and I was really interested in depicting the field of lines that has the effect of creating a passage between the viewer and Diana, the subject, so that those threads as mediators of the experience of viewing the work was important to me.
I like that. It's almost like setting up a grid or giving you like your eyes travel in a certain way, like almost directing the gaze, I suppose.
That's right.
You said, Diana, this portrait melds Diana's obsession with numbers and patterns and the structure of the painting. This is geography. Is this, are tapestries and mosaics also about geometry?
Absolutely. You can't be a weaver without counting threads and making many measurements. So deeply imbued, like mosaics.
Do you share this obsession, Madeline?
Yeah, we both love geometry and I love painting as well. Diana almost paints with threads. And I'm really interested in this idea that of threads as being transmitters of meaning as well. So as a symbol, the thread was a very potent motif in the work. And I have introduced a kind of geometry in my own painting in recent times. And having Diana as a subject was ideal because I knew she wouldn't mind me painting her with these references because they kind of echo her own work, which is very beautifully depicted images of the landscape and birds in these geometric formations.
And we have both been on the excavation in Cyprus with the University of Sydney.
I was going to ask this. Was this, Madeline, a thank you to Diana for getting you over to Cyprus to hang out in this beautiful place? Tell me about the Sydney University Paphos Theatre Archaeological Project.
Yes, well, it absolutely was a thank you, first and foremost, and a tribute because Diana's such a highly regarded member of, well, the university culture in Australia. But yes, indeed, Diana took me to the Paphos Theatre excavation site where she's been leading artists and residencies and the excavation of this ancient theatre for over, is it 30 years or 40, Diana?
No, it's 1995.
Okay.
30 years this year. That's why we're having celebratory exhibitions in Cyprus under the instigation of the High Commission there. And Madeline, of course, is part of that.
Well, I was thrilled that Diana invited me because I discovered these gorgeous, gorgeous Byzantine mosaics there as well, which I'd looked at in Ravenna in Italy recently too. They're like textiles. They're like paintings with stone and light. They just shimmer in the most dazzling way because of the way that the tessera are positioned at different angles and reflect the light. So aesthetically, I really do share a lot of interests with Diana. It made sense on so many levels to paint her.
And Madeline, of course, is at the Sydney College of the Arts, part of Sydney University.
Yes.
So she was a natural to be an artist in residence there with an interest already in archaeology.
Yes. I'm speaking to Madeline Kelly and Professor Diana Wood Conroy and Madeline. Well, Diana, Professor Conroy sat for Madeline. I guess what was that experience like to be a subject of a portrait, Diana?
Well, it's a little unnerving because people look at you as though you're a thing rather than...
Now you know how they all feel.
They look at you, how are those eyes going to work with that beam, you know?
Mm.
And I think Madeline was a bit influenced by the great Byzantine stare. You know, you get images with that.
Right. So
the figure in the portrait stares at you with great determination.
So there is a, you know, from artwork from that time, there is a stare.
And there is a stare. Well, you think of Byzantine icons. You know those icons that you see in Ravenna or wherever. They're always full frontal stare.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of the religious iconography, yes. Okay, I'm comparing and contrasting to the Archibald picture. Was it, is it easier to Madeline to do a portrait of someone who knows 60 years in the art world, knows how to sit? Was she a good subject?
She was a fabulous subject because she was also able to look at my painting with me and track its progress. And, you know, if I wasn't sure about a certain element in the work, she would say, oh, no, it looks great. You know, she was... Oh,
you didn't make any suggestions, any corrections?
She did.
Suggestions,
yes. Paul and Diana, Paul is Diana's husband, suggested that I soften the arm because the arm forms the base of a triangle and it looked a bit hard, and Paul was like, how about you drape something soft over that hard edge? And I thought, oh, I've got the ideal drawing already of a magnification of the thread. So it was just great. And some people think it's an umbilical cord.
It
I love that too.
It looks a little flesh-like. Yeah, like a bluish umbilical cord.
Yes.
Oh, that's how lovely and softened as well. I thought you weren't supposed to show the work to the subject until after you were done, but maybe I've just watched too many movies where people sit for their...
We didn't know about any such rule.
Mm.
Well, surely they must be able to see the work in progress because they're sitters, right?
We must have some rights as sitters, I think, in these days.
These days, yes.
Everybody has rights.
It was just after the suffragette movement. It was the suffrage artist movement, I think. The subject jet movement. That's what the joke I should have made. Was it pressure, Madeline, painting someone like Professor Conroy?
It was high pressure in just to fit it in around work and everything else I was doing. I did not have time to get it wrong. and to do justice to Diana, of course.
Mm.
So, but I felt like that was actually quite easy. And I was used to, it was actually a great relief because I've been teaching painting for many years now. And one of the genres I've lectured in is the genre of portraiture, of course. And I've always loved so many of those artists, Charlie Tarup, Max Beckmann, Lucian Freud, you know, to list just a few. And so it was a great opportunity to kind of meld all the things I'd loved about those painters into this work about Diana with her aesthetic as well.
And this is the first time as an Archibald finalist, Madeline. What was it like to get the call up?
It was just a real delight and relief because, of course, I wanted Diana to be in that show so much. Mm. And so to be hung alongside so many terrific artists and to be part of the same show that Julie won, painting Justine Williams, was also fabulous because she's an old colleague from a long time ago at the Queensland College of Art. I've always wondered whether I was really an Archibald painter, but it was a great experience, very community orientated. So much more kind of morally uplifting experience than I anticipated.
There's not a lot that's morally uplifting these days, so that's very good. Why are there so many artists? As you do, you take a stroll around the exhibition at the Art Gallery, you see portraits of other artists. What is it about using another artist as a muse, Madeline? Do you know, other people do this?
Of yes, they do.
I think it was about 20% of the people shown were other artists. Yeah.
And also people, artists painting themselves.
Oh, yes, yes.
Self-portraits. Yeah.
Sometimes the worst subject of all.
But Diana deserves to be painted because she's done so much for the art world in Australia and the presence of the visual arts in the university culture as well. She was one of the first, or she was actually quite instrumental in establishing the practice-led PhD in Australian universities. So all the Australian visual arts lecturers in Australia have Diana to thank in part for their jobs and their culture.
That's beautiful. It's so lovely. And have you been up and had a look at it hanging?
Many times.
You have,
because
yes.
We've had events to go to.
Of course.
We've had breakfasts and and interactions with the wonderful guides.
Oh, lovely. And do they go, do they say, wait a second, is that you?
Yes, somebody confronted me in the main hall of the gallery and said, I've just seen your portrait. I didn't know who she was.
Wait a second, let me hang these little bits of thread in front of you. Yes, it's you! And an umbilical cord over your arm, yes. I love that the thread is the narrative. The thread is the joining thing which joins all stories together. So it's such a perfect metaphor, if I can be all arty. When are you going back to Cyprus? Are you going back this year? Is that the plan?
I'm not going back this year, but other people will be
other
going.
People.
The university has a study excavation again. But yes.
Well,
It's ongoing.
It's ongoing.
All these things are ongoing. Like painting, it never stops.
The thread continues. Madeline Kelly, Professor Diana Wood Conroy, thank you so much for coming in and thank you for being an artist and muse together.
Thank you very much for interviewing us.
Thanks for having us.